Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What does it do, y'all?
Wow. Just gonna jump right to it. We are excited today. We're thrilled. Listen to us. Our pod bay is back. Kareem is here with us recording.
Hey, guys. You
gotta add the claps, the drums. I don't know.
Jeez Louise. Yes, yeah, so we are joined by Kari this episode. Are you guys ready? Please buckle up.
Ooh, yay!
It's a sound effects, baby.
Emergency exit.
Keep your hands and feet inside the rod at all times.
Ain't ready.
That is really how it be when you get on them damn roller coasters.
Y'all. Ooh. I'm done with roller coasters, and I want y'all to know that. And I'm not going to them ones where they be, as they say, pulling them out the suitcase. Do not invite me. I'm not going to the fair.
Oh, you're talking about a carnival.
Exactly.
Suitcase? Oh.
I will not be going.
Fold, unfold. Yeah.
One day set it.
Voila.
Next day ride. Did y'all know carnivals actually used to have a, like, after they set up, they used to have a day that was half off because they just put the rides up. So they basically need people to come in, like, basically
test it out.
Yeah. I mean, apparently, I guess it's actually really safe, but.
Just in case.
Just in case. Half off. You got half off. And you signed a waiver.
Like, this ain't Willy Wonka, bruh. That's really going to be done for. Like, what?
You can't be playing like that.
This ain't one of them cartoons. Like, boom, bam, no. And then you pop back up.
No, literally, the last time we went to the fair, like, usually me and La will go, like, on a day, and then we'll take Alex, like, later. And I was like, I'm not going on the rides because the way they be putting them together quick, I was like, baby, I got shit to lose. But it's safe fair.
Talking to your husband, baby, I got shit to lose.
I was like, come on. I'm working hard to die at the state fair, okay?
Says the person that just got airplanes.
Let's go eat. So let's go get the lemonade, okay?
No. I know, that's where I came to eat, babe.
That's really what it's about.
Walk it off and eat some more.
Dang, still didn't get a funnel cake.
You need somebody who's gonna ride though, so that way you can eat while they like are in line.
Go.
Somebody volunteering. Is it, what's this? I volunteer's tribute. Isn't there a thing like this or something?
Wait.
No, that's aliens. Oh
no, was it three?
Oh yeah, because it's a district.
A four.
Yeah. Yeah, like Avnis Kiverdine. Is that her name?
Yo, Kree played you. I can't even get it out. It's Katniss Everdeen. The girl said.
It's like she glitched. Like she skipped the one letter. She said Katniss.
Catfish Evergreen.
So not country. Not, it's not a bad.
That's hilarious.
It threw me off. I'm sorry.
It was the ha. Kree was like, hell no, I'm not letting that slide.
She said, nah, nigga.
Right?
Black people gonna get you
with
that.
You are not getting away with that.
I hate when black people be like, say that again. What? Say that again. You heard what I said.
Set up.
I do. You might fall for it the first time.
Hey, come play yourself again.
Hey, tell my dad what you just said. Tell him. Hold on, let me put up the volume.
Like, when young people do it to, like, older people, I'd be like, yo, surely you realize. Surely you realize.
Don't do that to Earl.
You know. I know.
Earl don't deserve
like,
this.
Come on.
Miss Katniss.
Earl don't deserve that.
Like, come on now.
Oh, my God.
I'm crying. literally.
So guys, no, what are we popping off with today? So
okay. Yeah,
we're getting serious now.
I just realized that we didn't have a little chat beforehand, so we're gonna pop off with.
We are literally about to see. So I'll let you pick off the list first, Yans. What are we popping off? No?
Let me tell you what happened at work today. Honestly.
Oh, yes, let's talk about our weeks for sure. How can we skip
that? I'm having a great week. It started great. Like it's been a good week, honestly. I'm happy to report. I'm having a better week than I had last week, and thank God. Thank God he's sustaining me. I'm so excited. Wow. Yeah. How about y'all?
What is today? Honestly, after last weekend, no lie, I really had to recover. Like, I'm just now able, like, feeling like myself. And so, thank God. Yeah, my tongue was not well for the last 2 days. Like, I wasn't, like, TMI or anything, but I don't know. I just felt this pain. Also, I was doing yoga, and it was the strength. I told Curry last week, like, nothing. Day 7, girl, the way I was shaking.
Shaking like a stripper on that mat.
Oh my God. Yes, so. Yeah, the yoga has been fun though. So that's what I've been getting into. Yeah, the week is cruising. We're cruising. I have no complaints.
That's good. Good.
My week, just throw it away. I'm over it already.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still like this. So it started off like optimistic. This is my first week post surgery that I'm like driving myself to work. Okay. So it's like drive myself, get home. So I've been like leaving early, like going to work early, leaving early. And so anyways, I'm trying to like catch up from being out. Like I had somebody cover me. And y'all, when I tell you like stuff that should be just so like easy, she done like fucked little shit up, or like little stuff wasn't done, and I'm and like this is a girl that like trained me, so it's like I know she do, but I think that
so
she like
just being lazy.
No, I just think that her having so much on her plate, pride. Because I had another coworker that was like, "Hey, you need me to help do some stuff," and she's like, "No, I got it." But then she'd be like, oh, "I'm trying to do my stuff and her stuff and da da da," like it was simple mistakes in my stuff where I'm like, ma'am, you trained me, so I know you know better. Like, if you can handle it, like, please delegate it. So it's like, I've got a vacation coming up in a couple months, and I'm like, won't be asking you again because
that's so.
Like, yeah, when
now,
I
look, now you got to catch up to and fix her mistakes,
and so now I'm like doing double the work because I'm having to like double check back, like, and I'm just like, bro, if you say you got it, you got it. And then like I trusted her because she's the same way where she's like, I don't trust just anybody to do it, like I like stuff done, this is so. When she leaves, like, she'll be like, hey, if a check comes in or this or that, and I'll be like, yeah, I got it. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened on my end, but I'm just like, won't happen again. I don't even like, and that's one of my like work friends, but I am like a little like,
oh, when it's a work friend and mess up, it's like,
no, it's like,
dang, I'll be having that happen a lot too.
It's like, off-putting.
It's disappointing.
Should I tell my homie she ain't doing her job?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to charge this to the game, and I just know I just won't ask you no more. And that'll be that. And then we just, then I can stay cool with you because you ain't disappointed no more. Yeah,
exactly. Like, don't even set yourself up for that.
Yes. Because I like you. So I'm going to just, and we going
to
be okay.
So is there somebody else you can pass it to when you go on vacation, or you will just do it?
My other coworker, I know that if anything, she'll put more work into my stuff than hers, just for the sake of like not wanting me to like come back and be like, girl, what the fuck was you doing? So I can appreciate that she's going to like make an effort for my stuff and hers just to cover her own ass. But also, like, we cool, and she don't want to be on my bad side, so she's like,
Yeah.
No.
We vibing.
So yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. So I'm just like, how are you gonna catch up soon?
Yeah.
Yes, girl.
Oh, that's right. I'm ready for the weekend too. Friday, where are ya? Can't come fast enough.
Come find me.
Yo.
Weekend, is that you, player? Like that meme?
That's the name of the episode. Weekend, is that you, player? Yo. Writing that down now.
That's really how I feel, man. Like, damn, I'm so ready for the week. That just be... Speaking of work, they've been tap dancing on my nerves. Let me tell y'all. Yes. Like, it's just so annoying. Like, I'm just like, I'm so glad I got 2 days left. Like, the manager just be micromanaging still. Like, just being very much annoying. And bless her heart, she just don't know no better.
I'm sorry. When you say bless her heart, it's like, I'm done.
Can't even help herself.
Nothing can help you.
No.
Bless her Lord. Bless her heart.
You can't do nothing. Just like, it's fine.
It's whatever, like, oh, baby.
It's yours. Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, so, like, today, well, this is not the manager's fault. We actually had a patient who, oh, damn, I actually don't know if I should say this. Actually,
no.
I don't know if I can say this online now that I'm thinking about it. I'm sorry, y'all.
Damn. Reverse.
Yeah.
Reverse.
Delete.
The point, I'm trying to make a point about context clues and how it completely went over my head today. Basically, okay, let me see. I'm going to try to say it the best way I can. If it don't come out right, we're just going to delete it. Here it goes.
Ooh, girl. That's like the episode of Grey's Anatomy.
That's a nice story, actually. That's a pretty decent story. That's not
guys,
even
guys, y'all.
Interventional radiology is a wild place. Like,
dang. What, girl?
Yeah.
I'm about to ask. Yeah, we need to make presentations about our jobs.
We should do that one day for real.
I think that I want to understand what my friends do, especially y'all in the medical field, because I'd be like,
Did I send y'all that poster? Did one of y'all send it where it was like, we need to have a like bring your friends to work day?
Yes, I remember seeing that.
Like, they were like, for real, because my friends be telling me like what they do, and I still be like,
I don't know
what that is. Yeah.
I am a visual hands-on learner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Wow.
So, Missy was almost, and she's upset about it, which I mean, kind of rightfully so, but also she's being really mean and nasty to us.
It's really
just her anxiousness that got her mean like that, and she was anxious when she came down for the procedure. It was the whole thing, like.
Oh man.
Anyways, so here we are.
Here we are, Lord. That's yeah.
But it's me not understanding the context clues that she was actually upset, and everybody else understanding except me, and I'm laughing. Like, I'm like, oh my god,
you're so silly.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, we are happy to see you. She's like, no, I didn't want to see you. And I'm like, haha. And my
but
friend
she
is like,
showed up. You showed up, man.
You could have went to another facility. You know how many. This particular hospitals there are around here. I'm just like, at this point, I'm about to cut this whole clip.
Wait, I'm gonna keep that last part in because it wasn't as Oh my god.
Anyway, sorry guys.
Okay, y'all. So we're all 90s babies. Okay.
Word.
And we always talk about the slander on our community, on our generation. Where's the respect? And so I realized that there's a trend on TikTok about how the 90s really just ain't all that. Like, it's really subpar. And I think it, I don't know if it started with clips about sports and Michael Jordan and kind of just, there was a one clip, I know I said the Curry, where Michael Jordan was not, it was like NBA Finals first quarter in Yans, they weren't hooping like we would expect them to be. I don't know.
Wow.
Like Michael Jordan literally hit the side of the goal. Like post, the side. Yeah.
Was this like pre-fame or something? What was going
on? No, he did Michael.
Who's that nigga? It was like 96. That's what was so crazy about
then
it.
Then it was like another.
That's what I said, boink. I said, I ain't never seen that NBA game. I've seen air balls.
They don't show the
Far off scene.
And like people, you know, they was doing a little something, but they weren't really trying to block. Like,
yeah, I was saying, it was somebody trying to guard him, like guard Michael Jordan. And he was like, bro, didn't even put his hand up. Like, that's Michael Jordan. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's all this to say, y'all. I feel like we should talk about things that the 90s gave that people don't put their respect on. So do you guys have any things that come to mind?
I feel like the best shows, like cartoons, also like all of, honestly, you said all of that and all of that came to mind from, was it Nickelodeon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that show, like we really had the best shows growing up. Like hands down, like Amanda Bynes show.
What?
Hey Arnold, have y'all watched that as an adult? Girl, they was deep as hell.
Yeah.
These elementary kids. They like, Back then,
you just be watching, you don't even know what they talking about. They don't even know what they talking about.
There were messages though. Yes. There's no message now. Now it's just goofy shit.
That is very true. There was a message like in the cartoon. You'd be like, damn, that do make sense for a while. But like, and I don't even know if I understood it at that time, but it was more than what we get now from like a show where like people were listening to like music was
there
different.
There were themes of kindness, you know, I don't know, friendship. Yeah. Rocket Power. I'm thinking about all these shows. Like, there were always lessons.
I wanted to move to Hawaii so bad. Yes. I was like, I'm about to be a surf girl.
I wanted to
be
surf.
Uncle Tito.
I wanted to surf so bad. You know what's crazy too? They always had the best looking food on cartoons. Brother.
Man,
I'm like, are you Jamaican or you Hawaiian?
The old Hawaiian used to say, I used to be like, okay, ain't supposed to be saying nothing.
I'm like, is this nigga high? I don't know.
Yes. Must be.
There was a lot of high characters in the 90s. I'm not gonna lie.
Trying to disguise themselves. We know what that is.
Yeah, when I look back, I'm like, these people was definitely suited. Yeah. It and Eddie, like,
how
were
the cartoons zooted? Yeah. Oh, them niggas was on crack. It had to be.
That show was aesthetically unpleasing.
Yes,
that and Squidbillies.
That show grosses me out. I don't like that show. You know what other show? Courage the Cowardly Dog. Didn't like that show either.
I loved her.
I watched it, but I always was disgusted watching it.
I was creeped out by it. It was just a creepy ass show.
I watched one episode. I forgot what it was, but girl, I had to turn that shit off.
It was probably Courage.
I watched it again. No, it really was. Yeah, like I had
you to try to watch something like that zooted?
You know who used to scare me when I was younger? Was him off of Powerpuff Girls.
Wait, the monkey?
No, him. The pink
I don't remember
lobster claw thing.
Yeah.
Sounded like
he looked like a devil.
Yeah, and he sounded like a woman, but his name was him. Very androgyny.
They were definitely tapping into some things.
And it's like, y'all let us watch that, but y'all swear, every show now got an agenda. Trying to turn our kids.
Oh, he was creepy as hell.
Yeah. And then he had this like echo voice. He had them claw. Girl, I used to be like,
doing
turn to
much.
Nickelodeon. This is spooking me out.
Cartoon Network.
The 90s did. Now you just said that. The 90s had a lot of music videos on, and some of them were scary. The Bone Thugs and Harmony videos. Whoa.
No, not even the scary videos. The intro to Keenan and Kel with Coolio terrified me.
Oh, here it goes.
Nice to be like, and it was dark. It was cold that night. Terrifying. All right.
I don't know if that should be actually funny. That's how he really looks.
Yes.
Like, that's him.
I'm like,
it was a little dark, though, in the background.
It was dark, and it would come on at night. It would be like, I'm like, oh, nah.
I'm going to flip channels and wait till it actually comes on.
When you
that was a good thing about the 90s, man. Well, I don't know if that's the 90s or 2000s. Like, 90s, 2000s, they wanted the same. But, like, being able to flip on, like, the videos being on.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
videos really were a thing.
Yeah. Do y'all miss cable? Like actually flipping through channels and stuff? Like watching all our favorite shows, like flipping back and forth.
I miss it being in one location.
Oh, wow. Aesthetically, I hate the TV Guide.
Yeah,
oh. Especially seeing those commercials, like those little.
I'm not gonna lie, I liked that at one point. I enjoyed looking at that.
Yeah,
well, I did. I like it.
It is nostalgic. It's nostalgic. Oh, when they would play music. Oh,
hell
yeah.
Yo, the real Disney Channel too. Didn't y'all say that? My Super Short Show.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's that show? Shia LaBeouf. Even Stevens.
I love that.
It's crazy, but I really like that show.
I loved Shia LaBeouf.
I loved Even Stevens.
Love that. Oh, that's God. So
bro.
Lizzie McGuire. Yes.
Yes.
Come on, Hillary.
Here's comedy me. Was really top tier. Like, kid comedy. Yes. Bruh.
Yes.
Did y'all watch... for some reason, the food looks so good on all the shows we watch. I don't know.
I was about to say, did y'all watch Zoe 101? Where they was at the boarding school?
Bruh. I wanted to go to boarding school for a minute.
I watched a few episodes of that. I was like, is this college?
Like, is that
they had like elementary? They had like all the grades, and I was like, no parents, you say, tell me more.
And it's crazy too because like you had mentioned about I think it was Rocket or no, Hey Arnold, and you don't know how you didn't know how old the kids were for real. Like it was very much like, really, you're in elementary school looking like that? Like when they actually said something about it, and like at first watching it, you don't know that, but all those shows,
and kids was going through grades,
like boarding school, they doing all kind of exactly. Real life in boarding school, real life in Hey Arnold. Like, what is happening?
For real.
That's how you grow up thinking that you're going to have all of this. That's crazy. You grow up thinking you plan out your whole life based on what we've been seeing and what we think we've been taught. And then you are 25 and you realize that ain't it. Like, gotcha. No.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I read an article today about Gen Zers, you know, just feeling like, they wanted something new. Like, they wanted new media. They didn't want to keep seeing... I think I saw you like that post too, Creed.
Yes.
But they didn't want to keep seeing remakes.
Yeah.
They were like, we want new things. We want to be able to support...
I agree with that. Yeah.
New artists, let's new stop actors. Remaking it, please. New filmmakers. They just wanted some fresh stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm with y'all.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
let's do it. Please.
I'm with it because I'm tired of I'm over the remake. Sorry,
you can't remake it. Like, the story is the story and it's done. Let's move forward, not go back.
I was really surprised they redid Mean Girls. Like, what was the point of it?
I didn't even see it.
I think it was a musical version.
Come on.
It was
making everything with a freaking musical. Come on.
It's like, it's like money grab, award grab, like. I don't know. It's just it's like we don't want this. We didn't want this. They're like, you guys want nostalgia? No, we just want to talk about it. We don't want it.
And you know what else made me mad, y'all? I'm sorry, there's no shade LeBron. There was no need to redo Space Jam. We did not need that.
Absolutely not.
That Space Jam was so subpar.
I didn't even see it.
And they tried to make it like, technology, and like, I was like,
yeah, LeBron.
You're taking away from the original when you remake it because you're making it in our times. Like, it looks different. Like, it's not.
Do you know how
technologically advanced Space Jam is to make a nigga look like he could go into a fucking golf hole, travel through the dirt, like makes Looney Tunes, like that was just like. Okay, we know all this shit is fake now. It doesn't hit the same. It's like that was like, that nigga went to Looney Tunes.
I want to go. He really planned it. It's right. It's anywhere can go. I can go.
You niggas looking stupid.
Damn. Exactly.
Like, I'm talking shit. I didn't even see it.
I'm with them.
Shout out to the 90s.
I have a lot of faith in Gen Z. I have a lot of faith in them.
I do too, actually.
They need to chill. Okay? Yeah. Mind your business. You on there.
You gotta
give respect where respect is due. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You guys always, everybody loves the 90s.
We went through, y'all would be with us.
And the music.
What they say, we ran so you could walk.
Yes.
Or wait, no, we walked so you can run. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes.
We walked so you can. I didn't even catch that friend, but yeah.
I'm like, absolutely. We did run.
In my head, because running is harder than walking. So in my head, I was like, yeah, we was running.
We was in the trenches.
And now you can take your time. Like, that's my thought process.
I go hold you. That's a great perspective.
Makes way more sense.
Okay. You need to call them niggas up and tell them you're doing it right.
Right. Me walking, you. Go help you run. You can learn exactly. At home.
Y'all, speaking of the 90s, did y'all see the Freak Nick trailer? I haven't seen it yet.
No.
But it's been released. It's coming out, y'all.
I've seen clips of it, and I'm just like, I'm excited. I'm going to be looking for my mama, y'all. She definitely went down.
I'm crying.
Yo.
In our, like, family photo, like, we just had, they weren't, like, themed photo albums, but, like, it would be photos of, like, her and, like, my cousins and stuff. She had, like, the Freaknik photos where they was, like, down in Atlanta.
Wow.
Mixed in with the, like, family photos. So it was like, yeah, I can't wait to
meet. She was outside, for sure.
Yo, I was listening to Crush on You the other day. And Lil' Kim was like, if you want one of them, you can go down to Freaknik. I was like, ooh.
Do y'all think Freaknik put Atlanta on the map, or Atlanta was already on the map?
I think it helped.
Because Freaknik was, what, 93, 94, 95?
I think it helped put it, yeah, I think it definitely helped.
Yeah. It's crazy. My mom, she was like, I wanted to go. She was like, yeah, like, I was trying to go. I was like, what the
hell? Wow. Not Miss Zanitra.
But I think she wanted
responsibility.
She went on the show. I don't think she was on the freak tip, but I think she was just,
yeah, like, but just everybody outside. Yeah. It's crazy.
They can never do that now.
Actually talking about old Atlanta, and it was talking about how, like, you really used to be able to come to Atlanta and party. And I remember this growing up. Like,
wow.
You could come to Atlanta and party literally
all night long.
Wednesday through Monday.
No, literally. Jermaine Dupri's song, Welcome to Atlanta, where he say, like, and then you do it again, like, that was
Wednesday. Era. Wednesday was could have been a hit or a miss, but Thursday through Monday, you was turned up in Atlanta.
And he said, like,
not there was no
way. He said he's Monday. On the dance floor with Frank Ski. Oh yeah,
I'm sorry. If Frank in the dance floor, that shit was turned. That nigga lame.
Back in the day, he was a young.
Like, that's really old Atlanta. Like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to be there, bro.
Like that.
If I had a time machine, I would really take all y'all, like, be like, bro, let's just go back.
Let's just go
for a night.
Weekend.
Look at me. Oh, just take me in, baby.
We
need more than one day.
True.
I'm packing a bag. Like, no, I'm not packing a bag. I'm going to wear what they wore. Ooh, yes.
The fashion. Y'all. Get our little beehives.
Yes. Them shorts. Baby, they going short.
Yes, I'm gonna have all the jewelry. Yes,
ooh. I'm thinking about my red long nails, baby. Pop off. I'm going. When are we going? I just want to know.
Yo, what was they playing? Like, every time I think about the 90s, if I think about like a club, I just think about people just like having a good ass time.
Yeah,
honestly, like, that's my hope for this weekend. We have a little. Old Atlanta, New Atlanta party situation. Like, I'm hoping that gives what it's supposed to give.
Mm. I love those little bump. And dancing was so simple back then. Like, just put your back into it. Like,
those videos set us up. I used to be watching VH1, so they be having they earth tones. They be I'm like, ooh, this is sensual. This is had them house parties. This is not the same.
This is not what I left the South Side for.
But your college,
not the South Side.
The same.
That ain't it.
Like, yeah. So I definitely go back.
Do y'all remember that first house party? Like, y'all remember? Because when I first went, I was not ready.
I don't know if I
was being pushed on the dance floor. They was like, grab a boy. I was like, what? Whoa.
Wait, when was yours, Jordan?
Dang. I just remember I was young enough where I didn't have a cell phone because my friend was supposed to come. And I ain't see her ass till Monday. I could wait to see her ass. Where the was you at? You did not show up. And then my dad pulled up, y'all. Oh my God. Uh-oh. My dad pulls up in his Thunderbird. The party is in the garage. Everybody's like, Jordan, is Jordan here? I'm like, oh my God. I was on the wall, girl. I was on the wall. I was actually relieved that nigga picked me up. I was so nervous. I was like, coming. Girl, they was doing too much at that party. Like, they was doing the bunny hop. I remember the bunny hop was popping off.
I don't remember my first house.
And do the bunny hop. And I remember, I don't know if you remember, Cree, we went to school with a nigga named James. This nigga. Like, oh, yo, God. Get
help your me. Ass out of here. Help me, please.
Yeah, house parties.
Wow.
No,
I remember a lot of house parties until I got to college.
Wow.
I remember pulling up to a house and I'm like, we're college kids. It wasn't my house, obviously, but like, we're college kids. And the whole street was packed out. Cars like all the way down and around the corner. Bitch, I was scared to go in that motherfucker. Like, you're whoa.
Surely there's not enough
room. We went in there and they was up.
Dang. Was up.
It was a lot. The police got called.
Wow.
This boy that I had a crush on, he got clocked. I don't know why he got clocked, but the popo came. And then my friend's mom was calling all our moms on the phone, like, yeah. And I'm like, damn.
You're not calling
no party for you.
Them kids was freaky, bruh. Them kids was nasty.
Hiram was my first, like...
Yeah, it wasn't me. I wasn't...
That was my first, like, experience with house parties was Hiram. And it was... It just was, like... Looking back, that's nasty. It used to be musty up in there. The boys was not showered before
musty,
the party.
Musty, dusty, crispy.
No.
Grinding their Louise.
They're trying to get behind somebody. Smell like Cheetos and hot fries.
And, like, we used to dance on, like, the guy friends that claimed they weren't gay, but, like, we dancing on your phone.
They were dancing better than us.
Give me some tips, please. Mine don't move like that. But that's the homeboy.
Yes. You know what I didn't like? Well, I used to like it, but now it really turns my stomach. Like, slow grinding. Like how you used to listen to Pretty Ricky. Yeah, and then like they start grinding all on the floor. You'd be like,
no, yes.
They really thought they was eating up.
Back
it's like,
in the day. What was that man saying? He was all over like Vine and like YouTube
Jackie
and stuff.
Jackie and Chuck-wees? Yeah. I remember when I was that girl. No. That was a Jacquees early on.
He was a grinder and he used to like grind all on the girls. Like,
where he at now, girl?
He was. It's like where it was a lot of videos now? Of him just like like popping, like doing the crybaby and stuff. Like
the crybaby. Like, oh my God! I was never into that.
No.
You know what? I met one of my homegirls. She literally came to the cafeteria table her first day with a Pretty Ricky CD. She was not playing about them.
What was the first song you twerked to?
Oh my God. I don't remember. I just remember the person it was. And no. I was like, you know what? You don't even deserve this twerk. I gotta go.
Mine was Roscoe Dash. Roscoe Dash.
Hey. Go Shorty.
Go.
Ooh, was it Sexy Girl Anthem?
Oh, Sexy Girl Anthem. It was everything. All of it. It was Go Shorty. It was, is that the name of the song? Go Shorty?
I think so. Go Shorty, Shorty, go. Yeah, it's gotta be maybe Go Shorty.
The Sexy Girl Anthem. Isn't that part of the Sexy Girl Anthem song?
Dun, 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 dun.
Up and down and round and round.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Sexy Girl Anthem. Then no, it was Sexy Girl Anthem.
You might have a little mix, girl.
I know. I don't even know if DJ was doing his thing.
You know, the sirens was in between.
You know, back in the day, you used to start dancing and your friend would really be in front of you and be like, he ain't cute. Get off.
Bruh, thank God for the friend that would tell us. We'd be like, all right, girl.
You'd be like, I like start pulling your friend. Like, get off.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
They'd be like, damn. The nigga trying to go.
Come on.
You gonna listen to your homegirl? Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
The song just came on. Okay.
I remember one time I was dancing on somebody and my friend bent down and whispered in my ear because I was like really getting it in. She bent down and she might have whispered in my ear. She's like, girl, he is ugly. I was like, damn, is he really? I said, damn, is he really? She said, yeah. I said, okay, let's go.
Let's go.
I
was good for a just stop in the middle of twerk and walk away. No explanation. No, like, get, I'm talking about, like, friend holding me, and it is like, I'm just not feeling it anymore. Bye.
Yeah. Not like, you know what?
Not even mine. I'm gonna stop. Just gonna go that way.
Yes. Good if I want to do it just during, like, one specific part of the song that I liked. What's yes. that part over? I'm done.
I'm done. Bye. That was my favorite part. What's up?
Back to chill. Yeah,
are you complaining?
What about when the lights came on, bruh? Oh man, everybody was really running, rough.
Honestly, yeah.
Ooh, we dancing in there.
Makeup, off. Mascara, oh, looking like a raccoon.
Ooh. Hair sweated out.
Them eyes crossed because he really is drunk.
One time my clothes was twisted. I came out the club, they was like, damn, what happened to you? Y'all, like the no. back of my skirt was like in the front. I was like, damn, I actually don't know. Yo, that really was so embarrassing.
Having a blast.
Put an ass in a circle. Damn.
Shout out to the 90s babies.
Shout out.
That's okay. Hilarious.
I'm going to stop us here.
Oh, we are at a whopping 44. Yes.
We have a part one, part two.
We got to let this.
So, speaking of being out and about, just like having a good time, I was having a conversation and with drinks involved. I was having a conversation about 2 weeks ago with my cousins, and we were just talking about like when you drink, basically the question that was proposed was, when you drink alcohol, is that, they were saying that when you drink, that's really your true person. Like that's who you truly are. And when you're not drinking, then that's not who you truly are. It was very, I was like, I don't know if I agree with this, but basically it was just like when you're drinking, you're able to say who you truly are and you're able to say the things that you really want to say that you don't say. And just like, basically just saying alcohol brings out your true character. And I was like, I don't know. Is it really true if you got to have alcohol to bring it out? That was my argument. I was like, I don't think that that's the real you. If you have to have alcohol to say certain things or do certain things, that's not the real you. Because the real me is going to say and do what I want to do.
I feel like it's just like those cues that we get to like not say certain stuff or like
the filter leaves.
Yes. Or like pick up that this is inappropriate. I think that just goes out the window. And so it appears we're braver, but it's like, no, we're just not getting those signals of like, this is inappropriate. Like maybe it numbs our subconscious. Like, I don't know, but I don't think that's our true selves. Like we're all happier, honest, like messy, you know what I mean? Like discombobulated, like no. I'm fun, but it's because it's like I'm not like self-conscious or making sure I'm being appropriate. It's just
and that's
like,
what they were saying too. They were like, oh, it gives you, it's your confidence. Like it gives me confidence. And I'm like, I don't know if it gives you confidence or it's just you are not confident when you're sober. Like, I don't think alcohol gives you the confidence. Like we're saying, like, it essentially takes away your filter. Like, that's really all it is. She's like, well, maybe sometimes I get a little aggressive when I drink, which is how I want to be. And I'm like, but I mean, I'm just not aggressive in a bad way. I guess I'm just more, like, forward with certain situations. Like, I'm just like, I just feel like alcohol gives you, is liquid courage.
Yeah.
But that's not who you truly are. Like, who you truly are is how you are when you're sober. Like,
yeah.
I guess it is liquid courage.
If you're shy, then you're shy. But if you have a shot or two or three and then you're not shy anymore, that's, you're looser. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like that's true either.
I think you're just less conscious of being self-conscious. I think that, like, you know, I don't think that you're like suddenly unlocking, like, my third eye is open.
Yeah.
My true self, like, no, I don't.
So what about people that are get like angry? Like, what do y'all think that, like, does that mean?
Like, that's their true self? Like,
but like, what is that? That's angry, just suppressed.
I think those are like suppressed emotions. I think that alcohol is actually a depressant. Mm-hmm. So when you drink it, I don't think it doesn't.
Mm.
Some people say, oh, I like, it's an upper. It's not really an upper. It's literally clinically a depressant. So whatever feelings you're like pressing down or like trying to hide, I think it just allows them to like come out because your inhibitions have left. Like we said, like your filter's gone. Like you don't have no kind of whatever. You're just
like your walls are down. Yeah. Your walls are down and anybody can enter and you're just like
And so the angry, okay, the guilty. Angry you is coming up out.
Yeah.
I remember being drunk one time and like, oh God.
Were you upset? I'm
thinking about in college, like I just was a little too like, oh, I love you. Like, not necessarily to a guy, but just like, I just was very like, wishy-wishy.
I haven't in a while because I don't get drunk, but like college, I was drunk bathroom girl. That's going to be your best friend. Like, you are so pretty. Like, let's take pictures together. Like, I had so many times woken up the next day with like pictures of strangers. Like, I had a good time. I loved them. God. Last night. I don't know.
Pictures with strangers, that's wild.
Yeah. And I don't think that has anything to do with, like, that being who you truly are. Like, just going back to that. I don't think that has anything. That's just, you're just being friendly. Like, you are a little extra friendly when you're
strangers. Them bitches could have took my phone and stole. Like, that's not my true self. My true self is not fucking stupid. I'm sorry. Like, I turned into a dumb bitch when I drink because I'm just like, let's just have
doing yeah, I'd be like, yeah, let's just do all the things. That is not
my true self at all. Like, I am responsible, okay? And I don't trusted everybody, okay? So
that's right. You just have a good time, but
it can be dangerous sometimes too because you don't have those, you know, signals or walls up that keep you responsibly guarded from people like that. So I don't think that maybe the wording is off. I don't know, but like I don't want to say that that's my true self or that people's true self because alcohol does not put a lot of people in a good light.
Yeah. And I'm about to say, I have a good time. Like, some people are like, oh, I can't have a good time if I don't have drinks. And I'm like, I have a good time whether I'm drinking or I can be the DD, like, and I'm fine. I can still turn up just as much as y'all are even without my drinks. Like, I'm fine. So I think you have to have alcohol to bring out maybe who you think you really are. Then that's a different.
That would be the real test. Situation. Like, I was actually listening to another podcast, Ray Ball, and Maul was saying, like, once he stopped drinking and he would go to the club, he was like, it's not fun. Mm-mm. And I thought about, you know, now that people don't dance and stuff like that, I think it would be a lot harder to socialize without alcohol just because
people don't dance.
People don't dance. And you are probably just being your phone.
Yeah, the people who are dancing are probably a little drunk.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
They're able to actually, like, not care. Yeah. And, you know, people always pulling out a camera, recording people, too. That's like, true. There aren't really safe places anymore. Wow. So, you don't know who's recording you.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I thought that was interesting when he said that. Like, I was like, dang, that's probably real. Like, if people really... That would be a real test, to go out with your people, don't none of y'all drink, and see if you still fuck with them.
Damn, you'd be like, I didn't even notice all the years been with a lame nigga.
And the people that just their friendship is based on being drunk. It's like we go out, we get drunk.
That's my boy. We're having a good time. Buy bottles, we get bitches.
Mm-hmm. But then when it's like outside of the liquor and stuff, you have a conversation. Like,
that's not even
like,
the same person.
Not really interested in you.
You're a weirdo.
Damn. Goddamn. But when people be like, oh yeah, it was the liquor, sometimes it was.
What I don't like is, I think that alcohol also, that's actually a point I wanted to make. I'm glad you said that. I think that alcohol also gives people an excuse. So like when they do something, oh, I was drunk. Sorry. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I've had people tell me, oh, I was drunk, and don't apologize. Like, well, you know how it is when you get drunk.
Well, yeah. You know.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of jail safe card, like free card.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's not a get out of jail free card. You are still responsible for those actions. You allowed yourself to go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of your guard is gone, but you know right from wrong.
Yeah.
You know you shouldn't have been doing so and so or doing whatever. Like, it's.
Especially certain environments too. It's like you know.
People be fighting and in arguments. Like you said what you said. I don't care if he was drunk. That really pissed me the fuck off. And we're gonna acknowledge this while you're sober.
Yeah.
Because why was that in your head? Yeah.
Like, I had a very awkward situation happen like a couple weeks ago. I might have to tell y'all offline, but I was like, this is awkward. Okay.
Oh no.
This is very awkward. And then the next day you don't remember anything. You just did it, and then you're just like, oh, my God. I didn't know. I was drunk. Ha, 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 ha. And I'm like,
I'm scared to be that person. Like, that's like my biggest fear.
I don't ever want to black out.
That's like why, exactly. And that's what just happened to me recently. And that is why I be so nervous, because I think also it's a control thing. It's like, I do not want to be perceived as a weirdo or like a psycho or like any of that weird shit. And so, because I've seen people turn into that, it's like, oh my God. And it's mad awkward. And then they come back and they're like, hi. It's like, oh no, Tabitha.
You like that? You was also
actually, your morals are off, and that's a character flaw, and I'm actually done.
You're a high-ass bitch, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Sure, people be falling out too. Like,
yeah.
I was gonna.
I think that's what be happening on them girl trip vacations, where like you they only hang out with the bitch at the club, and now y'all are hanging out daytime overseas and nighttime. Out of town.
I won't do that. I just have never felt comfortable going out of town with people I don't really know for real. Like, I just, that's never been like, I've never felt comfortable enough to do that just because I want to go to where they're going. Like, you can invite me
and I'd be like, people like literally falling out and being like, okay. And then just leaving the person by themselves.
That's crazy. So, like, you're not going to leave me overseas lonely by myself wandering around.
That's sick, actually.
I've seen TikToks with that where like the girls be doing the little like hand clap, and it was like three of them, and they're like before the trip, and they're like at the airport, and they're like at, you know, at the hotel. Then coming back from the trip, it was just two bitches clapping.
Oh my God.
Where's homegirl go? That is
crazy.
I'm like, dang, like. She ain't make it back to the airport with us.
What, a trip is supposed to be a vacation, a good time, good vibes. How do we get to falling out arguing?
I had a trip from hell before, and I just realized the person was crazy. Like,
And honestly, I feel like I'm at the age where, like, no, I don't want to go out of town with everybody or anybody.
No,
like,
yeah.
Even if I know you.
Even if it makes the bill smaller.
You have friends. That's out. Yes, friends or family where you know, like, we would not get along.
No.
All day together. So, like, why even be like, oh, it'd be fun. And then y'all on a trip together, bad. Like,
not fun. And they just want to do what they do at home.
Like, I can fuck with you without having to go out of town with you. I don't have to go out of town with everybody I fuck with. Because everybody... Then we not gonna fuck with each other anymore. Yes. Like, everybody's not travel compatible. You mad because I want to go do excursions and you want to sit by the pool, but you mad.
You gotta travel with people who gonna match your travel energy. Like, everybody's travel energy is not the same.
Yeah,
like, you gotta go with people who gonna match your
energy. Or have respect for differences. Like,
if you're
not the adventurer, like, no, y'all go ahead. I'll. Like,
and be okay with it.
That's okay. Yes, yeah. That's okay. But the people that want to be like, so y'all really gonna leave? And I don't want to go. Yeah. Like,
My girl, I thought it's funny. I thought it'd be a good time. You can stay here and watch Seinfeld.
Right.
I gotta go.
At the pool.
Yeah. Okay. Like, why are you on vacation watching TV?
In your room kicking your feet. Pissed off.
You ain't gonna kick it. Girl, go outside. Get some sunshine. Fresh air.
That's a shame. Right. That's a wasted trip.
I used to, like, laugh because I went on a trip with a friend, and her friend always, like, her friend always took naps. And that used to irritate my soul. I'd be like, why are you taking a nap? Like, you're always napping. And I was just like...
That was her vacation. She was trying to rest.
I know. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't ever want to nap on vacation until I got older, and now I'm like, oh my God, I'd love a quick
some vacations
nap.
Do
like,
need to be a, yeah.
Like, now some, it's like I like lounge. To be balls to the wall, but I really like, okay, I'm gonna take a 5-minute nap and I'll be back wall. Like, but like, for the most part, I really do be on go. Like, on vacation, I need a vacation for my vacation. That's really how I move.
Yes.
Unless I stay, like, in my head,
some
okay,
extra
no,
days
I'm gonna
off
relax
when I get home.
Yeah. Like, if I say
a long vacation,
I'm going to relax, then it's fine.
If it's long, I'll have a couple days where I rest and then like fun days. But if it's like a weekend, nah, we in it in.
Yeah, we gotta, what?
You gotta
go work for the man in a couple days.
We get it in.
Don't you feel good? You're like, these lame ass niggas. While you typing, you know what I mean? Like, y'all don't even know what I did over the weekend.
Right.
Lame ass niggas.
Right.
Yeah, you have a blast.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. How was your weekend? Oh, the kids. Oh, okay. Ugh.
Crazy. Damn.
How was your ass? Out of town.
Oh my god.
Ooh, speaking of people showing their ass.
Ooh. Segue.
Ready for the meat and potatoes. Y'all, so Cree, you actually sent us this. And in lieu of Women's History Month, we just gotta have some girls, some queen talk, okay? Some woman to woman. We not trying to really do Barbara this or Shirley, but
nah.
But women do need to come together. So it says actor Michael Gambon, known for his role as Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series, passed last year in September 2023. It is being reported that he left his entire $1.5 million fortune to his wife of 61 years, Anna Gambon. His long-term girlfriend, plot twist, Philippa Hart wasn't left anything. Michael met Philippa when she was a set designer on a movie that he was filming titled Longitude in 2000. They had two children together, Tom, 17, and William, 15. Over the two decades of their relationship, he split his time evenly between his girlfriend and his wife. According to reports, his will was drawn up in 2016, and it was noted that in case his wife passed, the money would pass to his son with his wife, Fergus. Fergus. Sorry. His two children. Yes. His two children with his girlfriend both receive $10,000 each, and here we go, a trophy.
That's so a slap in the face.
Let's talk about...
Let's break this down.
Being a side piece.
Does it pay off? Does it pay off? That's always a burning question.
It's never worth it.
Do you get what you want? Sis was getting the same time as the wife. Sis got an extra kid than the wife. Baby, Nathan.
I'm trying to understand this dynamic, honestly, because I'm wondering if that was the agreement that the wife made.
Did they know?
The husband.
Because 61 years?
She had to know. She had to know.
I think so.
She
had to know. I've always said that I would do something like that.
I think it came to a certain point that she probably was just like, okay. Because honestly, it does come to a certain point where I think it's easier. It's you know how they say it's cheaper to keep her. Mm-hmm. Like it probably was, honestly, that probably came down to it at some point. Mm-hmm. It's like your wife probably was like, "You got to leave me everything. Don't leave her nothing. And I'll stay here. You can do what you want to do."
And that's probably how we're gonna do it. Taking care of stuff too. Like
yeah, like taking care 61 years is a long time. I mean, but he was cheating long enough to have two kids, 17 and 15. So that told you how long they were cheating, like or not
at
cheating,
least,
but
yeah,
having that particular relationship.
Like,
we can't say that it was an affair either. Like
maybe
she knew from the jump and she was really okay with it. Like who the hell knows? Because in your will, you can leave whatever you want to whoever you want as long as it's written in your will. So if he wanted to leave her something, it don't matter about her being his wife. If he wanted to leave the other ones a little something, he could have.
Yeah.
10,000, what is this, euros? Or I don't know what that sign is. But
I'm just saying, when I pass away, you will not be honored. Oof. $10,000. And I'll try to you give me $10,000 a day, I'm going to be a happy gal.
Yeah.
But you compare that to $1.5 million.
And those are pounds. I don't know what that equates to.
Pounds, that's what I was trying to...
Yeah.
So it's actually more than... It's probably about $15,000 in dollars and we was, you know, doing the maths.
I mean, it's still a nice little, like...
That's still a nice something, like... I mean, it's more than what you had, shit.
Whoa. So what does the $10,000 mean? $100? Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on.
No, like $15,000.
Wait. Y'all are saying the 1.5 is less in our money?
No. They're getting actually more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. I was like, yo, she only get $15,000 and
no.
10.
I said they get £10,000.
Oh.
So that's more in US dollars.
Okay.
Oof. But no, that 1.5 milli is actually, it's hitting.
A lot more. Yeah.
Compare 1.5, 10, 1.5, 10. Like, we're not even in the same category.
At all.
Dang. Like, at all.
And no. I wonder why I think it must have been something. It really might have been something him and his wife agreed to, because why else would he not leave his two children and his girlfriend? Like, in some states, like, if you were in the U.S., like, that is a common law marriage. Like, you actually mm-hmm. would have, like, if you died and you didn't have a will, it would go to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh. This is crazy. Mm-hmm.
This is why, crazy. Like, when people be like, oh, you know, marriage is just a piece of paper. Like, I don't need that. It's like, yo, there's just a certain protection that a person gives you when they marry. Like, it's a... I don't know. It's different than just being a lover.
Yeah.
But you know, we talked about something similar to this before.
Yeah.
And it was someone's daughter who had passed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was a father who had passed. And the daughter didn't honor the girlfriend, like, in the obituary, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember us talking about that.
Yeah.
But, like, the daughter was like, I don't care about her. Like, yeah, you was my daddy girlfriend, but that's all you was. Like, it was just complete.
She had no respect for her.
Yeah, but, like, it's no respect. But also, like, they could be married, and he could have decided, I'm actually not going to leave you anything, because I know people who have been married, and the husband decided to leave the wife and the children. Nothing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now that I haven't seen a lot.
Offline, like, I will give you some real tea.
Yes. Oh no.
Because that's the stories like I gotta tell y'all.
I feel like in my mind, when I see these scenarios, more than likely, it just shows that your role was smaller than you thought it was.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's really the tea. People don't care. You can devote your life, you can marry this person, and you still won't get a dime. In this situation, a wife won, if that's how you're counting it. But in some situations, a wife don't win.
But then it's still like all those like years she lost had to deal with splitting time between her husband with another lady.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Other kid. Now you,
maybe
like,
she got a little boyfriend. Who knows?
I mean, she could have, but it's still just like...
embarrassing.
Yeah,
I saw a cult today. Ran.
Oh my god! Yeah,
by this dude in Atlanta called Nature Boy.
Sicko.
And he had all these wives. He was a good looking black guy. He was maybe our age, and all these women. He was telling them to chant like black. You know, the black man is king, and they were like, "Black men are king."
No, girl, it was black men.
Oh, black men are gods.
Oh,
yeah.
They really get into it.
Yeah.
And it's like some women came against him and said, that they were assaulted and things like that. But the women that were down, they were like,
They're like, we were there. That didn't happen.
And I'm just like, it's amazing to me. I mean, I'm sorry. Men can get on all these platforms and say, but women really be holding down to it to a level that I don't even understand.
Yeah. It's like, why?
Yeah. It's crazy how much power people can have over your mind to make you believe that what they're telling you is actually true. It's actually kind of scary.
And I'm not trying to be funny. It's not too many black cults I've seen. For it to come out of Atlanta?
Facts.
Could you try again? Exactly.
Seriously. Because how rude.
If his name is Nature Boy?
Yeah.
Check
it out.
Siri really know how to play a bitch.
I'd be like, girl, why you in my business?
Right. Recording conversations. I ain't tell you to do that.
She said, here's the results for how rude.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, one day Siri gonna get somebody caught up. Speaking of cheating.
I think that's really, whoever
did you want me to call Latasha back? Who the fuck is Latasha? Like, oh, God.
My favorite bitch. Siri you might have been my favorite bitch.
Ooh, Siri, hey Siri, call my favorite bitch.
Like, y'all want the AI? Oh, until you don't.
Look. Look, about to catch everybody.
Come on.
My version must be old. Ain't nothing come up on my end.
Maybe that's not your cue for her. Because mine is.
Hey.
Like, hey, like.
Wow. Nature boy?
It is crazy the power that you have over you. Like, that's insane.
And I was listening to this pastor. I think I told y'all already, but his name is R.C. Blakes. I really enjoy just listening to him. Like, you know, he's me talking to his sister. He's like a father figure, I feel like, for a lot of women. Like, he just gives like this dad presence. He's an older man. He has a lot of daughters himself that are probably older than us. But he was going down this list of why, like, all of the detriment that you experience being a side piece and how it's just not worth it. And he was just talking about like the shame that you experience with yourself internally. And, you know, he was saying nobody knows, but you know. You know, like, you have that internal conflict. And then he was talking about, you know, you being around other people that are in relationships that are, you know, that are outwardly presented, and how you can't even share, you know, your experiences. And so you're just kind of, you know, feeling isolated and like, damn, like, what am I doing?
That's this? So sick. The people and who are so like, bold why? About it, ugh.
Yeah, and being bold about it and like, oh, he was over here. I've experienced that from other women too. Like, and it just be like, wow, like, sis, you really feel like you're eating down, but like,
you're not.
That's
you're
not a good look for down, you either.
Right? No. Like, no. You're an idiot.
I actually really hate, like, you know, in lieu of Women's History Month, I really love to see women come together.
Yes.
And yeah. It's funny too, because I even saw what's Megan's friend or her old
Kelsey.
Friend?
Okay.
Kelsey yeah. was saying like she wished that her and Megan could have played Tori together. Like, she didn't know until that night. I don't know why she that. Interviewing child. We try to move past it.
But it's like, did you say that to the girl?
Yeah, I'm like, you wanted to make up with, you wanted to shit. Unify so bad. Why y'all didn't unify?
Yeah, why would you think Megan Tori's, was so it was like he was on Tori's side? For a long time.
And now you're like, oh, I miss my friend. Like,
I don't even know why we fell out. I could tell you. Shit,
I even like y'all. Dissed her and everything. It's like, right.
Calm down.
I hate to see women fall out over a guy. Ugh.
Oh, that is the worst. Oh, man.
Or to go Speaking back of and Megan, forth.
I just want to do a quick little. Meg is going on tour and she has released the cities. I did not see any dates, but she has released the cities. Alert the masses.
I think it said like June. What did it say? June, May,
it's
June?
In May. I think she's popping it off in May. I think she's saying. Okay. I'm ready for the drop of dates. And how much
everybody
tickets coming,
trying to
sis?
Be outside? Honestly, just seeing her last year, I am okay, because I'm really trying to see Chris and Usher.
That's kind of how I feel. Like,
and like you said,
it depends on what she's performing.
Is that
gonna do the real, yeah, girl? She gonna do the real version. I don't know, but hear no remixes, girl, because that
little tracks switching it up.
A doo doo ba ba boo boo, so running through your house like a Tomb Raider. No, I don't want to hear that.
Running through your house like a Tomb Raider.
Okay.
For
get
real.
Your karaoke mics together, friends. We are on a mission.
Hey.
I'm gonna see what the tickets here now.
Yeah, there's so many concerts, boy. Like, Jesus. Yeah.
I'm just like, close my eyes. Y'all saw Cardi is coming out with a new album.
Finally.
I did not say that.
I think she posted it today.
I hope it's better than Nicki's. Not to be shady, but.
I think it will be.
You hope it's what?
Better
because
than Nicki's.
I don't feel like Cardi is trying to compete with nobody.
She's just
like,
being her, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. What is being her?
So is she she posted a photo. I meant to send it to y'all. With a guy? Is that her new
I
man?
Saw there was a guy walking with her.
I assumed it was like a bodyguard or somebody. Like,
yeah.
Like, hands.
Yeah. Oh. It didn't look romantic, though. You know how sometimes they be having heels on that they can't really walk in, so, like, they'll have security.
His face was so straight. I don't even know. Nothing should have been smiling or anything, but just, like, he just looked like he was...
It wasn't giving, like, my man. It was giving, like...
Let me protect you, girl.
But her and Offset are not together, though, right?
I think they're, like, in between. I think they're trying to figure it out.
Did y'all hear that she tried to get into it with Sweetie about him? At the Oscar after party? The vanity party?
I hope not.
Come on.
Maybe she was drinking.
The vanity. No, she went. They said she ran up on sis, and Sweetie was like, you know, she held her own, but she was. She said something like, what you got to say now? Because I guess she called somebody on live and was like, yeah, I don't know. She's, I don't know.
Cardi don't play that. You cannot be talking that Lala. Cardi, when she see you, it really be on sight. She don't play
she
that.
Be seeing it.
Yeah. Don't let Hennessy be with her. Yikes.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You said it's up tomorrow. Shoot.
It's tomorrow today. Like.
I love to see a good sister combo though. Like, I love to see her and Hennessy, and then like Lotto and her sister.
Yes. Yes. Lotto and her sister. They're so cute. I love all them. Of them are so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Shout out to the sisters out there.
For sure.
Real sisters.
Period. Speaking of the real sisters, in lieu of Women's History Month, ladies.
Yes.
Let me make sure my question is right before I say it. So I have just like two questions. Tell me a woman who inspires you in your real life.
Oh, in my real life.
This is going to make me emotional.
Oh.
I'll let Kree go first. I got to think.
I got to see ya.
So, okay. This isn't like my like number one. I have like a plethora of women that I've like seen go through things or just seeing how they move and like admire it. And I literally was just talking to my grandma on my dad's side about, and it was my first time telling her, but my aunt, like years ago, she had went through this like horrible divorce, and she had to like pretty much move from out of town where they were living back to Michigan, where we're from, and stay with my granny. And so when I would go to my granny's house, like on the weekend or whatever, like she would be there. And she was so like not unpleasant. Like she was unpleasant. She was not like friendly auntie like during that time. So she'd be very much like in her room, or she would like, granny only had two TVs that had cable. So then she would take over like one TV. So I used to be like, Auntie TV Hog is over here with this negative energy. And I just could not stand her during that time. Like, I was like, I don't want to go to Granny's house right now because she over there. Mm-hmm. But anyways, long story short, I watched her like, just from visiting my granny, watched her kind of like come out of that like depression, essentially. Because like her man was like cheating, dogging her out, had moved her out of state where nobody was there, kind of isolating her. So she was starting from the ground up, like in her like 40s, I want to say, at that time. And so now my granny has since passed, and her house was the house my granny stayed in, my uncle owned. And so my aunt actually got to move in there, her and her husband now. And I'm like, this is such a like beautiful full circle like moment. Like her and her husband get to like spruce up the place where she had to like restart to even find him, like had to be rebuilt, have her mom be there to hold her hand, like all of that. And now it's like her home with her new husband who treats her right. And like, it just is so beautiful. Okay. So I want to shout out to my auntie because
I love Aria.
I'll do that. Yes.
Yes.
I love Aria.
And that she is Capricorn. Awesome. Shout out to us.
Okay, Capricorn. Wow. Period. I'm still like, I think honestly for me to give one person is hard because I started thinking about some other stuff on the back end, no shade. So then I'd be like, is that the person I want to pick? But I will say shout out to both of my aunts though. I love them for different reasons, but similarity, it would be their abilities to reinvent themselves. They are not limited to a certain being or style. One of my aunts, she reinvents herself a lot. Like, she'll pull up in a new car quick, new hairstyle quick. Like, she's just never afraid to explore new things. And when she's done with a nigga, she done with him. Like, she is on to the next, and I really do admire that about her. And also, she is very she's very open to new things and new experiences. So there are things that she's up on that I'm not in knowing of, and I'll be thinking I'm showing her something. She'll go, oh yeah, girl, I've been there. I've been to that restaurant already. Like,
yeah,
that's her. That's the pull-up. Wow. Like, you go to her for the moves. And then my other auntie, I really respect her ability not only to reinvent herself, but she just she learns like a lot of things, whether it's around the house. She's taught me how to grill. Like, she's a very, like, she's a woman who's like, look, I got my nails on and I don't play about my hair and my lashes, but she's not afraid to build something,
get in there,
to be outside, like, and fish. Like, ooh, I really grew up, I really got that from her of like, you can be feminine. Like, there's no monolith to being a feminine energy. Like, you define that. You know what I mean? So shout out to my aunties, because they don't play.
Yeah. Wow. I love that.
I love it.
So like you guys said, there are multiple people that I feel like I could say, but almost immediately who comes to mind is one of my cousins. She inspires me because I feel like she overcame a lot. And it's not that she overcame it, but it's also like on the fact that she overcame it and it's not something that she like dwells on. Like, she doesn't tell you about it all the time. She's not like, oh, back in, like, no, she like overcame it and she's literally just like moving forward. And she's such a free spirit. Oh my God. She's so free. And you can tell that she's like happy to be who she is. Like, and she takes pride in where she, like, who she is now. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm in this moment. I'm going to live for this moment. I'm free. Like, this is what it is. And I'm also an educated Black woman. And I'm going to stand 10 toes down on that too. Like, she's so smart. She's like into so many different things. And that just like, it's truly inspiring. Cause like, I found myself sometimes like, I feel like I put myself in a box and then I talk to her and then she's like, nah, you don't got to do that if you don't want to, but, or you could do that and this. Like, she's like, nah, don't limit yourself. It's okay. And she's like, so positive. I mean, it's just like, oh my God, I love that.
I know exactly who you talk about.
I love that. I love that so much. Like, and so she truly does inspire me. Like, she's like, you could do that if you want to, or you could do, like, I just, every time you talk to her, she gonna have something to say, something good to say, or even if she's down, she still is like, this sucks, but okay. Like, you know, she's just doing the work to become who she is. Like, she's still, and she's okay with telling you, like, I'm still becoming who I am. Like, I love that.
Wow. Love that. Still becoming.
Shout out to my kids.
That's beautiful. Yeah, shout out to those women.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, shout out to the women.
And then my other question is, name a celebrity whose story might have inspired you. Do you guys have one? If not, it's fine. But
oh, their story? Look, I don't know Queen Latifah's story, but I know it's good. And that's who I'm sticking by. Listen, I've been playing Unity for 2 weeks. I love Queen Latifah. Damn. Wow. Like, she does not get enough credit in the Black community. Like, I love that sister. She can do no wrong. And I think she's been through a lot too. Like, Did her brother die on a motorcycle? I think she had bought it for him.
I don't know.
I think that sounds familiar, but honestly, I don't. That sounds familiar.
I can't confirm or deny.
Let me come back next week with Queen Latifah's story. Because I need to know.
And that's so true. I feel like people in the Black community only bring her up to bring up Set It Off. And it's like,
she's so much more
iconic,
than that.
But like, sis has sang, like, she's done a lot.
Yeah.
When I went back and watched Living Single somewhat recently, I think I did last year, and I was like obsessed. Like, her character was one of my favorites. Was always like, her fire. Character was my favorite. Her men that used to come through the show, like, she's
man. He always had a
Grant Hill. No. Yeah, Ray Hill was cute, but no.
Khadijah was pulling?
Queen. Period. Like, hair flip, like, yes. I love her. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whose story has... I don't know, Yalens. Do you have one?
I do. I love Auntie Tabitha Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. She's so sweet.
It's hard to positive.
She's like a God-fearing woman. Even in all her fame, she still is like a God-fearing woman.
She's
like,
gifted, you know,
she's
too.
Yes.
The women in her family are gifted spiritually.
Like, she literally just like, her God told her something, and she ran, like, stuck with it, and she, mm-hmm. that's how she became who she is. And I just, like, love that she was, like, obedient, and she, like, waited, and it was, she admits that it was difficult, and she didn't know what she was doing, but she did it anyway. And, like, mm-hmm. I just feel like her spirit is so beautiful. I've never been around this woman, but I feel connected to her somehow.
She's talking through that screen.
Yes. I'd be like, yes,
you can imagine, like, how many people that she has, like, in her DMs and stuff wanting her energy. And I really wonder how she protects that. You know what I mean?
Because, honestly.
Ooh, wee. You know, Viola Davis. I'm thinking about Viola Davis. When you talk about somebody from what they came from, she came from the trenches. Her parents were like 14, married, trying to raise her and her sister. She said they didn't even know about cleanliness. She would go to school stinking.
Oh.
They grew up with rats. She grew up dirt poor. And then she even had, like, white boys that would bully her, be throwing rocks and stuff at her, leaving school.
Wow.
Her ability to tap into being a character and that being her escape.
Mm-hmm.
And also her being a dark-skinned woman that doesn't fit the beauty standard, you know, mm-hmm. of America, and to find
and
that
try to either like not force it, like
because, you know, like Vivica Fox, like, some of these women, I mean, they cannot take not being that beauty standard anymore. Mm-hmm. You see them, even though they're getting older, they're getting work done and stuff. It's like, nah.
I think I had saw that Gabrielle Union had posted, like, some pictures from the Beyonce, like, Sacred launch. And it was, like, her, Tia, and, like, some guy. And then Tia posted, like, the same photo, like, later, but she didn't, like, add any Facetune or anything. Ooh. And so it was, like, because recently, I guess, it looked like Gabrielle Union had got some, like, fillers. Because, like, her face looked weird. And it, people were like, uh-oh. And I was like, damn.
Wow.
Like, not to get caught in a photo. I mean, even though that happens, I'm sure all the time, like, so much of social media is edited, those photos edited, but it's still, to get caught is still, like, you're ashamed of how you look, almost. But it's like, okay, but if I don't do it, y'all talk shit too, so damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Damn if you know, the Kardashians, they take their photos down quick. If they miss an edit, they be like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Does anybody know how they truly look?
Not anymore. They don't know how they truly look anymore.
No. I saw where Kylie was like, her, you know, her appearance was such a big thing for her. And I'm just like, okay, girl. But you redid your whole face, so you made it a big thing.
She doubles back. Like, she'll be like, I wasn't insecure. And then she's like, you know, you guys talked about me and it made me really insecure. And I'm like,
you gotta pick up. Timothy could do a lot better. Okay, Timothy, hit me up, bro. Come on now.
When I've seen all ridiculous. Them, like, old like videos of him from, like, high school or whatever in drama, I'm
he
like,
he was in there for real. Sorry, Tom, gotcha.
I was like, well, it's gonna be Disney Channel.
Timothy had a little flavor on the end. He did. Sorry, Tim.
I'm trying to figure out who's Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet.
You said who? Yeah, for real.
He played in Wonka. He played in Dune. Oh, dang. Let me send you a picture.
Was he Wonka?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, that little kid.
Honestly, I'm surprised I haven't, like, seen anybody say it. But when I look at them, they almost could be like cousins. Like, gross. I wouldn't say siblings, but they almost look like they could be cousins. Like,
her and Zendaya?
No, I mean, him and Kylie.
Oh.
Now that she's, like, not wearing such tanned makeup and she's more like white, and then she has her dark hair, like, they really look like they could be of kin. And I'm like, I'll be glad when this is over. I'm tired of seeing it randomly.
I'm still stuck on the fact that she's a mom.
Yeah, the two kids.
Yeah, she got two kids.
Like, with two kids.
I'd be forgetting, like, about the second child, honestly.
Yeah, the little boy.
No, when her and Travis broke up, like, I must have missed that.
But she only 26 with two kids, girl.
They actually broke up at one point before they got pregnant with a second kid. So it kind of gave, like, you wanted both your kids to have the same daddy, but
Chloe did the same thing.
Yes.
She's trying to stay in the same community. So did Kim, technically. Yeah. Like, she.
Oh, yeah.
All her kids.
They about having the same baby daddy. They about that.
And it was like,
so y'all can have the same baby daddy.
Bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not even going to go there with them. I'm sorry.
Trigger.
I'm not sorry, actually, but I'm just not going to say it.
Trigger. Is it a black man? Yes.
every single time. All of you motherfuckers.
You're like, our babies won't have to tan. Okay.
Except for me.
I ran so you could walk.
Here we go again. Okay, so surely that should be the episode title.
We ran so you could walk. We did. That's the hard work. That's
hilarious. People gonna read that like, nah, they got this wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, let us cook.
It makes more sense. Okay.
Settle in.
Got it wrong.
Wow.
Right. That's crazy.
Do we end there, Yans?
We're at 43.
Yeah.
Wow. So much content. So many.
I want to tell y'all about the married women.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know how to tie it in though. We might have to talk about it next time.
Okay.
Let's talk about it next time. Okay. I can't like I can't think of how to segue in. I mean, it's just it'll be too, completely too off juicy. Of what we yeah. It's,
okay.
I'm gonna put it on a new note right now.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Well, Curry, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
This has been a pleasure.
Yeah. As always.
Great seeing your face. Maybe let's just get on here and just talk to you.
Right. Hey, guys, what's up? I know, honestly.
Yes.
Let's bring the group chat live.
Yeah.
For real.
I've had so much fun. That. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Thank you. Always.
Talking about women things.
Shout out to all the women out there.
This is for the women. Strictly for the women. This is for the women.
Hey.
The real women.
Somebody got to sing. Period.
Hey, bro, we might need to add that to the end of our pod.
For real. I'm about
it's to. It's Queen Talk.
Cut the clip.
Yeah, you're about to be added. Sorry, babe.
It's ours. Thanks.
Send us a copyright before we add it, though.
Yeah.
We're going up.
Go ahead and sign your documents and just send them over because that's ours.
Yeah. My people will get with your people.
That was like perfect. Wow, I love that.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Love and happiness.
I knew that was coming.